Well, dear listener, it's been an interesting sort of day, and here we are on my second audioboo. Can't guarantee for it to be particularly exciting, enthralling, and generally fantastic, but you never know. We might go on a journey together and discover the joys of wonderfulness. Is the word wonderfulness a real thing? Who knows? Lots of things have happened to me since we last communicated, dear listener. I helped make a short film. That was quite exciting. That was at the Leicester Space Centre. It was only meant to be a 5-hour shoot, and it turned into a 16-hour shoot. But I wouldn't have missed it for the world. And fingers crossed, it all works wonderfully. I've got an iPhone, hence why I'm able to talk to you. Technically, I got an iPhone before, when I did my first audioboo, but I have to say that audioboo is one of the killer apps, one of the primary reasons that I actually bought an iPhone. It's an iPhone 4. I was a BlackBerry, I was a BlackBerry user beforehand, and I have to say I was one of the primary people who would say that BlackBerry is, you know, godlike in its fantasticness, but I'm a convert, I have to admit it, you know. Apple, pretty groovy. I mean, you know, obviously, BlackBerry, if you want to, you want to use text services, BlackBerry is still the phone to beat. But for anything else, iPhone all the way. Android didn't quite do it for me. I tried to weigh it all up. You know, I looked at the new Android phones, the new BlackBerry phones and the iPhone. And I have to say that of all of them, the iPhone won for me. Funnily enough, one of my friends tried to convince me that Apple wasn't the way to go by demonstrating to me how it all worked, and that was the moment I was completely and utterly lost, and it just had to happen. Saturday just gone, which was 3 days ago now, was the day that I could upgrade. On Sunday I was at the shop practically breaking the door down, and here we are. I've now got about 15 or 20 applications installed, or apps if we're going to be trendy, and I love it. I've intuitively found out a lot of things. Haven't had a recourse to read the manual once, which to my mind is the view and the proof of the quality of the interface of the Apple. Other things that have happened to me, well, I now have some new patio doors, or technically balcony doors, because it leads onto a balcony, not a patio. That's the first window of all the windows that I'm having changed in my flat. It's been a long-term dream. You can tell I'm getting old when the idea of double glazing becomes exciting. That's really not good. But they were meant to take 3 days. It now looks like they're going to take between 4 and 5. But I suppose if you're going to do a job properly. Gosh, don't I give you thrilling excitement? Hopefully, in the fullness of time, I'll be able to do audioboos that actually excite and amuse people in equal measure, or maybe amuse and abuse, maybe just bore. These very early ones, I don't know if I can delete them afterwards, but they are very much test boos, so I hope you will indulge me and possibly even have glossed through or skipped over these and be listening to the really juicy ones that no doubt will have happened later on in the system. You know, treat these when I'm sort of the equivalent of, you know, my first steps, my early rantings, my early moments, very much the, you know, before I was famous moment, so that in years to come, the historians and the documentarians will be looking back on these, and they'll probably be, by then, scratchy recordings on a long and distant forgotten website, and they can remember those early days. Well, I see from the system and the technology of the world that I have less than 1 minute to go. So that I don't outstay my welcome, this is where I shall sign off and have a well-deserved slice of pizza and a cup of tea. Best to have it in that order. Best not to have a slice of tea and a cup of pizza. That can get awfully messy. But this has been my second audioboo. Will there be a third? That's a question that we will have to wait and see, dear listener. But in the meantime, keep your ears to the ground, or preferably attached to either side of your head, which I find is by far the best place to keep them. That way, you'll always know where they find them and have something to hang onto your ears. Hang your glasses on when you need them. And with that note, I bid you farewell.